This is the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast's Friday's Words of Inspiration. Your thoughts are powerful, so be mindful of what you focus on. By shifting your attention to the positive, you can manifest a brighter, happier reality. Now, that is a lovely manifestation quote. You guys know this if you listen to this podcast. Any quote like that is nothing new to you. That's information you already know, that if we think positive, amazing things happen. But what happens in a day? Loads of things to bring your mood down or to shift a focus to the negative. When you've done the mindset work on yourself, it's really easy to not get shifted into the negative and to focus on positives. But what if you're not in that space? Then you need an anchor. I'll give you an example. So today, I was really excited to get back in the office. It's been a topsy-turvy last couple of weeks because I've been off, the kids have been off, I've had work from home days, I've had days off, I've been in the office, but it's not been a proper week. And I love routine. Routine is my grounding. So Monday came and it should be back into routine, but the dog was at the vet's and then I had to take the car to the garage and various things. So it wasn't a normal Monday. But then Tuesday, I was like, yes, I'm getting to go to the office and I'm getting back in my routine and it's going to be amazing. And then I get to the office and the Wi-Fi's not working. Not working at all. And then I can't even get in touch with BT because the signal, even though my office is in the middle of Newcastle, is horrific. So I've got my Wi-Fi doesn't work. I'm wanting to get back into a routine. And I should say also as well is that what I thought was going to be a £300 vet bill was a £900 vet bill. Now, all of those things could bring you down and make you think, oh God, why does this have to happen to me? And then there was a consultation that somebody had booked in and they didn't join the call. So there's another hour that could have been utilized for something else. So there's all those things that you could be going, why me? Or this is rubbish, blah, 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 blah. And you need to be able to focus on the positive and reframe it and all of those beautiful things. Now, I'm really good in the moment of turning everything round. I have that ability. I've trained my mind. So my conditioner now is very much to see the positive in everything. And I got to come and work from home today and I got loads more done and it meant I could put a roast chicken in the oven. But what if that's not you? What if you can't do that in the moment because everything feels a bit tough? Then you probably need something as a physical anchor. And this came from an amazing friend of mine who was also a student in the academy called Amy. And she said that one of the things she does now is every time she goes over a speed bump in her street, because she knows they're there all the time, it's something that she can anchor towards because she has to physically go over it every day, that pings in her mind to get her to visualize being a life coach, having that lifestyle of not working. She works as a teacher, so she wouldn't be working as a teacher anymore. So she can, as soon as her car hits that speed bump, that allows her to switch into visualization, positive thinking. So my question to you, or my invitation to you, is to find something to anchor, something you know every day that you do that will anchor you to a positive thought, that will take you out of the moment of where your head might be going because there's things going on, and into something that's really, really positive, because you know that every time, I don't know, you put your key in the door, it makes you think of something on your vision board. Or every time you go to a certain set of traffic lights on your way to work, you're going to start visualizing then. So it's a lovely, lovely thing that you can do, that you can get on board with, that's really easy, that can pull you out of the moment, take you out of whatever the day's landed on your lap and get you to switch into a higher vibration. I invite you all to try it. And thank you so much to Amy for sharing that with us in the month to manifest, but also with me so I can share it with you. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. If you have a desire to become a mindset coach, then please do visit our website at judonkcoaching.co.uk. You will find all the information that you need to know, as well as being able to book in a call and have all your questions answered.